This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We get a regular report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Actually, we get a lot of regular reports from the New York Fed. But the one of today shows the amount of debt that people are carrying on credit cards is growing, and pretty fast, too. In the second quarter of this year, that's April to June, balances were 13% higher than they were a year earlier, the biggest year-on-year increase in 20 years. Even so, though, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, people still have less credit card debt now than they did in the before times.
You could interpret this rise in credit card balances as just something of a return to normal.
People unleashing pent-up demand to travel and eat out.
Ted Rossman at Bankrate says in some ways it's good news for the economy that people are spending so much.
We know that that powers about 70% of economic growth. And then also they're confident in making these purchases.
During the height of the pandemic, Joelle Scally at the New York Fed says a lot of people also use their stimulus checks to pay down credit card balances.
And so we might be seeing some new accumulation of revolving balances on credit cards.
Now that there are no more stimulus checks and other COVID relief, like enhanced unemployment benefits and the expanded child tax credit, has also ended.
The other thing is that the prices of everything are higher now than they were a year ago, so we would also see the balances go up for that reason.
So far, Scally says, even though people are carrying higher balances, most are keeping up with their monthly payments. But there has been a slight increase in the number of people who are more than 30 days behind, and that concerns Chi-Chi Wu at the National Consumer Law Center.
When a credit account goes bad, the first sign you start to see is that you start to see a 30-day delinquency, then a 60-day delinquency, then a 90. And that's when you know that that particular consumer is in a lot of financial distress.
There's another sign, too, that low-income people in particular are starting to struggle more, says Megan Green at the Financial Health Network.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau reported last week that low-income renters' credit card debt increased by over 40% over the past year.
And is now well above pre-pandemic levels. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.